are superfluous. Superfluous means superficial or external. Upartamam
vachamam
mitigation. Mitigation means to reduce the strength of, or to destroy. It's referring to miseries, to mitigate the miseries of life. Sakshat, directly. Bhakti Yogam, the linking process of devotional service. Adhoksaje, unto the transcendence. Lokasya, of the general mass of men. Ajanataha, those who are unaware of. Vidvan, the supremely learned. Chakre, compiled. Sattvata, in relation with the Supreme. Samitam, Vedic literature. Translation. The material miseries of the living entity, which are superfluous to him, can be directly mitigated by the linking process of devotional service. But the mass of people do not know this, and therefore the learned Vyasadeva compiled this Vedic literature, which is in relation to the Supreme Truth. Anartho pasamam sakshat bhakti yogam adhoksa jay lokasya janato vidvangs chakre sattvata samitam. The material miseries of the living entity which are superfluous to him can be directly mitigated by the linking process of devotional service. But the mass of people do not know this, and therefore the learned Vyasadeva compiled this Vedic literature, which is in relation to the Supreme Truth. The condition of everyone in this Kali-Yuga is that we are covered by ignorance. The sages who gathered together at the holy place Naimisharanya some 5,000 years ago looked into the future to see what would be the condition of people. And they concluded, Prayin alpayusa sobhya palo asmin yuge jana manda sumanda matayo manda bhavya, that in this age people would be very short in duration of life. They would be troubled by very weak memory. Therefore, they require little note takers to remember things. They would be very much troubled by bad karma. They would have to struggle just to maintain a family and get enough food on the table to eat.
morate se boriti samo da bi održavali porodicu i da imaju dovoljno hrane za jesti.
And they would have very little interest in spiritual life.
Imaće vrlo malo zanimanja za duhovni život.
At very best, their interest would be only on the surface.
U najboljem slučaju njihovo zanimanje će biti samo površno.
Rishabh Dev, the great incarnation of Krishna, preached to his 100 sons.
Rishabh Dev, velika inkarnacija Krishna, propovedao svojim stotinama sinova.
That if you want to achieve perfection in spiritual life, you have to undergo tapasya or austerity.
Ako želite dostići savršenstvo u vašem duhovnom životu, morate obavljati strogo.
He warned them.
Upozorio ih je.
Nayana deho deha bhajan riloke kastan kaman arhate vidbujam ye. Don't use the valuable opportunity you have simply to imitate the animals.
Nemojte iskoristiti ovu izvanrednu priliku da se ponašate kao životinje.
Actually, he used the word vidbujam, which refers to those animals which eat stool.
Upotrebio reč vidbujam, što se odnosi na životinje koje jedu iznos.
So if you go in the village, you will see that the pigs, they eat stool.
Ako idete u selo, vidite kako svinje jedu iznos.
The dogs and other such animals also eat stool.
Svi i slične životinje također jedu iznos.
So he told his sons that human life is meant for self-realization. Tapo divyam putrakayena sattvam shudyat brahma sokyam vanantam. And one can achieve unlimited happiness in self-realization.
Rekao je svojim sinovima da život namenjen samospoznaje i da mogu dostići neograničeno sreću putem samospoznaje.
He told his sons that the amount of happiness available by way of or by means of sense gratification is very small.
Rekao sam sinovima da je količina sreće koju mogu dobiti čulnim osjetilnim uživanjem vrlo mala.
Janmaitunadi griha medi sukham hi tucham. Tucham means very small amount even from the highest material pleasure.
Tucham znači vrlo mala količina čak i od najviše gotiti na uživanje.
Kanduyanena karayori va dukha dukham. And in order to get material happiness, even a small amount, one has to work very, very hard.
Čak da bi dobio i vrlo malu količinu osjetilnog uživanja, mora vrlo teško raditi.
So the sages at Naimisharanya, they could see that people would be very foolish.
I sveci u Naimisharanya su vidjeli da će ljudi biti vrlo budalasti.
They would not be interested in undergoing even a little austerity to understand real spiritual life.
Neće htjeti obavljati niti malo strogosti da bi shvatili duhovni život.
And therefore they concluded that people are unfortunate, manda bhagya. So the process of devotional service was explained by
Vyasadeva
in the Srimad
Bhagavatam.
Vyasadeva was a literary incarnation of Krishna.
Vyasadeva je bio knjižena inkarnacija Krishna.
He is a jiva soul like you and I.
On je jiva duša kao što sam ja i vi.
But he is known as Shakti Avesha, or given special power by the Lord to do a certain work.
Ali on se bi poznat kao Shakti Avesha. Znači, Gospod mu je dao posebnu moć da izvrši.
He was a disciple of Narada Muni.
Je učenik Narada Muni.
And Narada Muni guided him especially how to refine spiritual life in Kali Yuga.
Narada Muni ga je podučavao pogotovo kako da razotkrije duhovno znanje u Kali Yugi.
First of all, Vyasadeva had some idea that people could follow different formulas to satisfy their material desires.
Tako Vyasadeva početku imao neke ideje kako ljudi mogu slijediti neke formule za zadovoljavanje različitih materijalnih želja.
By satisfying different demigods, they could achieve sense gratification. And when they were finally completely exhausted, then they could take up spiritual life. But Narad Muni corrected him that if people start to follow different formulas for sense gratification, they will think that those formulas for sense gratification are the goal, and they will get too attached, and they will not take up worship of the Supreme Lord. They will get lost and bewildered. Therefore, you better give them the direct process of service to Krishna. By the practice of devotional service, people can satisfy their material desires, but also remain closely linked to the Supreme Truth.
Lijeđenjem procesa predana služenja ljudi mogu dobiti neko osjetljeno uživanje, ali će u isto vrijeme ostati blisko povezani sa apsolutnom istinom.
Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaha Janayatyashu Vairagyam Jnanam Cha Yad Ahoitukam. By practicing devotional service, we will automatically develop detachment and knowledge. There is no need for any special austerity, such as going to the Himalayas and living in a cave or practicing Ashtanga Yoga. Practically speaking, the attachment that we have for the body is very strong. And formerly, in other ages, people were advised to take up very grave, very serious processes, very serious practices of meditation.
A u prijašnjim dobima ljudima se savjetovalo da prihvate vrlo stroge i vrlo sirove procese meditacije.
Because only such severe action would be able to clean the heart of lust, anger, and greed.
Jer jedino bi takva ozbiljno djelovanje bilo u mogućnosti da oslobodi srce od požude gnjeva i pohlepe.
And these are our real enemies: lust, anger, greed, envy, illusion.
To su pravi neprijatelji, požuda, ljutnja, pohlepa, zavist, iluzija.
Our Lord Krishna told Arjuna, Kam Esha, Krodh Esha, Rajogun Samudvava, Mahashano Mahapapma, Vidyenam Hyavairinam. Arjuna, it's lust and greed that are stopping you from developing prema, or love of God.
Arjuna, to su požuda I pohlepa koja se sprečavaju da razviješ ljubav prema Bogu.
By lust and greed, you may get a little temporary satisfaction.
Pomoću požude I pohlepe možeš dobiti neko malo privremeno uživanje.
But it will soon turn to bitter.
Ali ubrzo će se ukrenuti u gorko.
In the beginning it may be sweet, but very quickly it will turn to bitter.
Početku je možda slatko, ali brzo, vrlo ubrzo će se ukrenuti na gorko.
So, Arjuna, this life of sense gratification is the wrong path. It's a, you're making a big mistake.
Dakle, Arjuna, taj put čudnog uživanja je krivi put.
If you purify your life, then you can experience eternal pleasure.
Ako pročistiš svoj život, onda možeš iskusiti vječno zadovoljstvo.
So Krishna was trying to teach Arjuna these things, and ultimately he was trying to teach us.
I tako je Krišna pokušava podučiti Arjunu tim stvarima, a također podučava samim time I nas.
Devotional service means Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam. It means engaging our senses in the service of Krishna.
Predana služenje znači uključivanje naših osjetila u služenje Krišna.
Our senses can be the cause of our entanglement in the material world, and the same senses can be the cause of our freedom from the material world.
Naša osjetila mogu biti uzrok vezanosti za materijalni svijet, ali također isto osjetila mogu biti uzrok našeg oslobođenja od materijalnog svijeta.
We don't have to change our work or activities much, but we do have to change our consciousness.
Ne trebamo naš postav i naše aktivnosti previše promijeniti, već trebamo promijeniti našu svjesnost.
There are, every living being is conscious.
Svako živo biće je svjesno.
Right from a little ant up to a big demigod.
Od mrava do poluboga.
Every living being is conscious of five different stages of existence.
Svako živo biće je svjesno pet različitih stadija postojanja.
The first stage of consciousness is Annamaya.
Prvo stanje svjesnosti je Annamaya.
In that state of consciousness, the living being thinks only about food.
U tom stanju svjesnosti živo biće misli samo na hranu.
Just like a little baby. Everything you give a little baby, he puts it in his mouth. That is Annamaya. Anna means grain. And Pranamaya means the next stage. There are other living beings in the world besides me.
Pranamaya, drugi stadij, znači postoji još drugi živi bića oko mene.
Jnanamaya means we develop some knowledge about what the world is and what is our relationship to the world.
Jnanamaya znači razviti neko znanje o svijetu oko nas i razviti neki odnos sa svijetom oko nas.
Vijnanamaya means we develop some realization.
Vigyana maya znači da razvijemo neku realizaciju.
Vigyana maya is simply theoretical.
Vigyana maya is samo teoretski.
But vigyana maya means our theoretical knowledge plus our experience combined together.
Vigyana maya znači naše znanje plus naše iskustvo zajedno.
And when one becomes perfect, then he experiences ananda maya.
Onda iskušava ananda maya.
Or Krishna consciousness. Complete blissful state of existence.
Potpuno blaženo stanje postaje.
So, devotional service is the process in this age by which we can achieve the highest state of consciousness.
Predano služenje je proces u ovom dobu koji možemo dostići najviše stanje svjesnosti.
We could not follow other processes prescribed in other ages.
Ne možemo slijediti procese koji su preporučeni u drugim dobima.
We are very weak in controlling our mind.
Vrlo smo slabi u kontroliranju uma.
We haven't got a great deal of enthusiasm for spiritual life.
Nemamo baš nešto previše entuzijazma za duhovni život.
Even we read Bhagavad Gita, we forget everything. We have to constantly keep reminding ourselves. Therefore, it is important that we associate together. There are many obstacles on the path of devotional service. Atyahara prayasascha prajalpo niyamagra janasangascha lolyamcha sadbir bhaktir vinasyati. Atyahara means collecting too many material things.
Atyahara znači prikupljanje previše materijalnih stvari.
We like to covet or to possess things and think, these are mine. We get a house, we get an apartment, we want a car, we want a television set, we want so many things. And so many people are making money by inventing things for us to want.
I toliko ljudi ulaže novac u izmišljanje stvari koje nas tjeraju da mi to želimo.
And all of these things are totally superfluous, or all of these things are totally unnecessary.
I sve te stvari su površne i stvari nepotrebne.
We're only going to live a few years anyway. We can't take any of these possessions with us. You can't die and then be reborn and come back to the same apartment where you lived before and say, oh, this is my apartment, I lived here in my last life.
Ne možemo umrijeti i ponovo se roditi i onda u idućem životu ići u isti stan i reći, ovo je moj stan, ja sam preživio u prošlom životu.
You can't take anything with you. You come into the world naked and you will leave naked.
Ne možete ništa poneti sa sobom. Odošli ste na ovaj svijet goli i otići ćete po godi.
So, Atyahara, this is one of the causes of failure in devotional service, accumulating too many things.
Atyahara, to je jedan od uzroka pada u predanom služenju.
Prajalpa means the tongue is meant for chanting Hare Krishna and talking about the Absolute Truth.
Prajalpa, jezik je namijen za pijanje Hare Krishna i razgovaranje o apsolutnoj istini.
But if we engage our tongue talking about totally materialistic things,
ali ako angažiramo svoj jezik u pričanje potpuno materialnih stvari,
then we're just like the frogs. The frogs, they make a very loud noise.
Žabe rade vrlo veliku buku.
Ribbit, 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 ribbit. They make a big noise. So many frogs together going ribbit, ribbit, ribbit.
Toliko puno žaba krekeće i rade veliku buku.
And the only thing that noise does is it attracts the snakes.
Jedino što je ta buka.
We should engage our tongue for the purpose of chanting Hare Krishna.
Dakle, trebamo angažirati svoj jezik u svrhu pijanja Hare Krishna.
And tasting Krishna prasadam.
I kušajući Krishna prasadam.
It is only a question of adjusting ourselves to a particular type of happiness.
To je jedina stvar prilagođavanja sebe određene vrsti sreće.
Yat tada agre viṣamiva pariname mṛtopamam tat sukam sattvikam proktam atma buddhi prasadajam. Happiness in the mode of goodness leads you on the path of self-realization.
Sreća u guni vrline vodi nas do puta samopoznaje.
As I travel all over the world, I see different people in different cultures, in different stages of economic development.
Kako putujem svijetom, vidim različite ljudi i različite ljude u različitim kulturama i različitim stupnjima ekonomskog razvitka.
I see very, very poor people in Pakistan or in Africa.
Vidim vrlo siromašne ljude u Pakistanu ili Africi.
I see people in lower middle class.
Vidim ljude u nižoj srednjoj klasi.
In this area of the world,
u ovom dijelu svijeta.
I see people in upper middle class.
Vidim ljude u višoj srednjoj klasi.
I see people in upper class, very wealthy people.
Vidim vrlo bogate ljude u višoj klasi.
And they're all learning how to enjoy their lives according to the situation they find themselves in.
I oni svi uče kako uživati u svom životu, ovisno situaciju u kojoj se nalaze.
But they do not know where they are going.
Ali ne znaju gdje idu.
They don't know what will happen to them after death.
Ne znaju šta će se dogoditi nakon smrti.
They don't know if there is any purpose in life or no purpose in life.
Oni ne znaju da li postoje svrha života ili ne postoje svrha života.
They don't generally even think about it.
Oni općenito uopće ni ne razmišljaju o tome.
Because it frightens them.
Zato ih to plaši.
They don't have the answers.
Nemaju odgovore.
Therefore they try just not to think about it.
Onda samo pokušavaju ne misliti o tome.
But we can learn to adjust our lives so that we can be Krishna conscious and at the same time fulfill in a simple way our material needs.
Mi moramo naučiti kako prilagoditi naš život da budemo svjesni Krishne, da u isto vrijeme zadovoljimo neke jednostavne materijalne potrebe.
So Veda Vyas, he realized after discussing with Narad Muni, his guru, that he should explain about devotional service.
Tako Veda Vyas shvatio nakon što mu je Narada Muni kao njegov guru objasnio da treba pisati o Krišni, Vedama knjigama.
And therefore he compiled Srimad Bhagavatam, which is about the lives, the personal lives of many, many great devotees.
Zato je sastavio Srimad Bhagavatam koji govori o osobnim životima mnogih velikih bhakta.
By studying their lives, and by studying the lives of the devotees that are explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita, we can learn to live our lives.
Proučavajući njihove živote i živote bhakta koji su opisani u Čaitanji Čaritamriti, možemo na njihovom primjeru vidjeti kako to primjeriti na život, kako živjeti naše živote.
So one thing we have to give up is prajalpa or idle talk, foolish talk, village talk.
I tako jedna od stvari koje se moramo odreći je prajalpa, bezazeno govorenje teoske priče.
It's short, huh? Idle talk, village talk, foolish talk. Okay.
Foolish talk. Idle talk.
Gramya katha na shunibe. Gramya means village talk. What? Anyway. Jana sangascha lolyam. We have to give up the association of materialistic people.
Moramo se odreći društva sa materialističkim ljudima.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that those who associate with materialistic people or people who are attached to sense gratification, he said, kahanta hanta vishabhakshana topya sadhu, that it is, you would be better off to live in a cave, in a cage with a wild lion and a tiger.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu je rekao da je druženje sa materialističkim ljudima i ljudima koji su vezani za materijalne stvari bolje od toga je u stvari živjeti u kavezu sa divljim lavovima.
Visha, it is poison. Your heart will get poisoned by living in the association of non-devotees.
To je viša, naše srce će dobiti otrov ako živimo sa materialističkim ljudima.
Your faith in God is a very subtle thing.
Naša vjera u Boga je vrlo suptilna stvar.
The majority of the people in this world are in ignorance or illusion.
Većina ljudi u svijetu su u neznanju ili iluziji.
This place is called Maya Sansar, the place of repeated birth and death and illusion.
Ovo mjesto se zove Maya Sansar, znači mjesto neprekidnog rađanja, umiranja i iluzije.
So you will naturally get influenced by materialistic people. This, we're all the same. We're trying to be Krishna conscious, but weaknesses are there.
Mi ćemo prirodno pod utjecaj materialističkih ljudi. Mi se pokušavamo biti svjesni Krishne, ali Maja je tu.
We must give up the association of non-devotees so that we can benefit the non-devotees by being Krishna conscious and giving them Krishna consciousness.
Moramo se odreći društva abhakta tako da bi mogli njima dati svjesnost Krishna i da oni mogu vidjeti dobrobit od toga.
So these things are meant to help us advance in spiritual life. And the nice thing is that if you become Krishna conscious, you will be able to tolerate the miseries of this material world.
A lijepa stvar je ta, ako postanete svjesni Krishna, vi ćete u mogućnosti u stanju tolerirati bijede ovog materijalnog svijeta.
I'll give you a very practical and real example, a very graphic example.
Daću vam vrlo praktični i stvarni, vrlo plastični primjer.
I am a member of an email conference.
Ja sam član jedne email konferencije.
On the internet.
Na internetu.
And there are about 1,500 people.
Who have 1,500
1,500, who are infected with hepatitis C virus. And many of them are in very serious condition. And they're all of them are worried about the progression of their disease because, according to allopathy, there's no cure for it. So all the conversations between them, as well as information from medicine and from science about new possible cures and
također informacije od raznih znanstvenika I doktora o novom mogućem lijeku za tu bolest.
So I can see that these people are very, very frightened.
Vidim da su ti ljudi vrlo, vrlo uplašeni.
And they're afraid of losing their bodies.
I boje se da će izgubiti svoje tijelo.
And I know, I wish that I could preach to them.
Voleo bih da im mogu propovijedati.
They don't allow any preaching on the conference.
Ne dopuštaju nikakve propovijedanje na konferenciji.
Because if I could just explain to them that you're an eternal spirit soul, you will never die.
Kad bi samo mogu objasniti da ste vi vječna duhovna duša, da nikad neće umrijeti.
Achedyo yam, adayo yam, eklesho yam. You cannot be cut by any weapon. You cannot be burned by fire. You cannot be killed by hepatitis C. Ajo nitya shasvato yam purano nahanyate hanyamane sharire. Only the body dies. If I could give them this knowledge, I know that a lot of them would get great relief. Their anxiety would go away. They would be able to tolerate the suffering. We're all going to die today, tomorrow, or the next day. Nobody here has any guarantee that you will live for even one more day. Sanastrita ye padapalava plavam mahat padam punya yusho marare Bhavam buddhir vatsa padam param padam 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 yad vipadam nātesham. At every step there is danger in this world. And Krishna consciousness can help us in a very real way to be steady in our minds, peaceful in our hearts, and happy in our lives. Happy in our lives. So we must practice devotional service throughout our lives. The best results of Krishna consciousness come after 20 years. Just like a good wine. My humble request to all of you is continue in your spiritual lives.
Maskromni zahtjev od vas je da nastavite sa svojim duhovnim životima.
Enthusiastically engage in bhakti yoga. If there are any difficulties along the way, pass over them.
Ako postoje neke prepreke na putu, prijeđite ih.
And don't expect instant nirvana.
I ne očekujte trenutačnu nirvanu.
But without a doubt, your lives will improve materially, and ultimately you will be successful spiritually.
I bez ikakve sumnje vaši će životi napredovati materijalno i sigurno duhovno.
You're all fairly young now.
Vi ste svi prilično mladi sad.
So make a plan, make a concrete plan for your life.
Napravite konkretan plan za vaš život.
Plan your life and then live your plan.
Planirate svoj život i onda živite svoj plan. In the beginning, we are sustaining, suppressing our potential sense enjoyment, but we still have a taste for sense enjoyment. We don't have a higher taste. It can be rather hard in that period because we don't have some taste for Krishna consciousness. How can we find strength for practicing in that period?
As long as you have this body, the senses will be attracted to the sense objects. Chances are that for most of your life you will recognize the difference between a woman and a man. Chances are that for most of your life you will like to have an extra helping of halava.
Šanse su da ćete većinu svog života trebati ekstra pomoć halava.
But abhyasena tu kaunteya vairagyena ca griyate. By practice and by following the formula of Krishna consciousness, slowly, slowly you will develop a taste for only Krishna. Vishaya vinivartante niraharasya dehina raso varjam rasopyasya param drishtva nivartate. The objects of the senses are very attractive for those who are embodied, but one who experiences a higher taste, he can give up the lower taste.
Osjetilni objekti su vrlo prilačni za onoga koje u tijelu, ali osoba se razvije viši ukus, bilo će lako se moći.
I don't think that there's ever going to be a time in your spiritual lives where it's not going to take some effort to be a good devotee.
Ne mislim da će u vašem duhovnom životu postojati vrijeme kad nećete trebati napraviti neki napor da biste bili bhakta.
But if you give up the struggle for devotional service,
ali ako odustanete od borbe za predanje služenje,
does it mean that immediately at that time the Bank of Croatia is going to give you all their money?
Mislim da će vam u tom trenutku Hrvatska banka dati puno novca.
Does it mean that all the women in Croatia will search out your address to make a date with you?
Da li to znači da će svaka žena u Hrvatskoj tražiti vašu adresu da se može sastati s vama?
Does it mean that everything will become easy in material life?
Da li to znači da će sve postati vrlo lako u materijalnom životu?
No.
Ne.
You're going to have to struggle for material in Jhana.
Morate da se boriti za materijalno uživanje.
And the difference is that material enjoyment will not bring you any satisfaction no matter how much you get.
Činjenica je da vam materijalno uživanje neće doneti nikakvu sreću koliko god da ga praktikirate.
And when you die, everything is lost.
Ako umrete, sve je izgubljeno.
But in devotional service, neha bikramanasho sti prativayo na vidite svalpam apyasya dana sutrayate mahatobayat. Even a little advancement in devotional service can help you now and eternally.
O predanom služenju, taki svaki mali napredak može vam pomoći sad i vječno.
It's better to go on trying to be a good devotee.
Bolje nastaviti pokušavati biti dobar bhakta.
Krishna appreciates your trying.
Krishna cijeni naš trud.
Even if you don't become completely purified in this lifetime,
čak ako ne postanemo potpuno pročišćeni u ovom životu,
if Krishna sees that you're sincerely trying, then he will pick you up.
Ako Krishna vidi da se iskreno trudimo, onda će nas pokupiti.
Well, there are many things you can do. Make small plans.
Može puno stvari možete napraviti, možete napraviti manje planove.
Plan for 1 week only.
Plan za jedan tjedan samo.
And then when you succeed at that, make another plan.
Onda kad u tome uspijete, onda napravite drugi plan.
You can have a lifetime plan, but you can also have small plans.
Možete imati plan za cijeli život, ali također možete imati manje planove.
You can try and make friends with some person that you trust and ask them to be your coach.
Možete se sprijateljiti sa nekim ljudima kojima vjerujete i pitati da vam budu treneri.
And then get advice from him, make reports and get advice.
I onda se savjetujete s njima, napravite im izvještaj šta radite i onda se savjetujete.
How am I doing and how can I get better?
Kako mi ide i kako mogu poboljšati?
Those are the platinum questions.
Platinum questions.
How am I doing and how can I get better?
Kako mi ide?
Reward yourself when you succeed in a small way.
Nagradi se kad uspiješ.
Go take a vacation to the Pula summer camp.
Uzmi odmor i odi na pulski ljetni kamp.
Or cook up a big bowl of gulab jamuns and eat them all yourself.
Napravi ogromni lonac gulab jamuna sve sam pojedi.
Or something, have some reward.
Ili nešto. Napravi, daj sebi neki nagradu.
This is very powerful. This is a very powerful method. Try to see yourself in the future as a new person who is good at following his daily plan.
Pokušaj imati viziju, pokušaj vidjeti sebe u budućnosti kao novu osobu koja je vrlo sposobna živjeti svoj plan.
And see the benefits of it.
I vidi dobro biti toga.
And keep that vision in your mind.
I zadrži tu viziju u svom umu.
This type of mental planning, mental rehearsal is very powerful.
Ta vrsta umnog planiranja, umnog treniranja je vrlo moćna.
Athletes and famous people, they do this all the time.
Atletičari, sportaši, poznati ljudi stalno to rade.
They see the end of the race.
Oni vide kraj utrke.
And they see themselves winning the race.
Oni vide sebe kako pobjeđuju.
And they see how they achieved the victory. So in their mind they go through the process. So when they actually come to the appointed day and the appointed time, they've gone over it many times in their mind, they've practiced. How many of you ever took part in a seminar I did, or perhaps in a seminar someone else did after that, on seven habits?
Koliko vas sudjelovao u seminaru koji sam ja napravio ili koji je napravio neko poslije mene, sedam navika.
Three. Okay. How many of you have read the book or had anything, heard anything about it?
Okay.
Do you think people would benefit from such a thing again if I went through the trouble to...